kind of heads up goes into a head, and that's the best letter, so
that would be the best letter.
That's what I think. And
well, it's would good. They, would they, if they were talking about how much of that that they had grown, would they say, two or three, would they number it by the head? Would they say, well, I had like 15...
No, they just say I've got lots of lettuce or something like that. Or
wouldn't say how many heads.
Then say how many heads you had.
Uh-huh, when
they'd
uh-huh.
come, they'd say, we've got plenty or we've got lots of lettuce. Come over and get some, they back in, out of the garden. They back in, they give stuff away. See, then in my boyhood days and manhood days, if you had more of it you was using, especially, they'd tell somebody, neighbors, come over to the house and get, we've got more lettuce than we can use, or we've got more beans or whatever they had more, and salads and things like that. And
that's off of the turnip greens.
Yeah, that's, and mustard too. Now, mustard is, that's all mustard is. It's just a salad.
Oh, see. I see.
Yeah. It's,
mm-hmm.
It's got no root to mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Like that.
If a person had like a whole lot of children, like say seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a
house full.
House full.
Got
would
a
you
house
ever
full.
Use the word passel?
What?
Passel. Have you ever heard that word? Like a man had a passel of children?
Well, not. I've heard the word passel used, but I don't know if it ever did for children.
Oh,
I've heard
how
it.
Would they
I've,
use
I've heard the word used of passel.
Well, I have. I've heard
yeah.
Of
well.
Passel.
Well, all right, it's used all right, the word is used all right, and it's a gang of children or house full or something like that, and they was most families was large families back in my boyhood, young man. Yeah.
Well, would roasting ears would be when you would eat the corn on the cob.
And
it'd be more tender.
Yeah, yeah. It's roasting ear. And that's boiled.
Uh-huh.
And through the summertime, we're going to school. That is one of the main things we carried to school, was boiled corn. And we all ate out in the yard, and there's no fence around it, and the hogs all run out, and we fed the hogs for dinner on
oh,
the
you
cob.
Did?
Yeah. Throw these cobs out.
Throw the cobs
in. And and after we got through, and they...
And they would eat those?
They'd eat them.
Well, what would you call the thing that grows out the top of a corn stalk?
We call it the tassel.
And how about that stringy stuff that you have to...
Take from the ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called silk.
And what about the big orange thing that they... children would make the jack-o'-lanterns out of?
That's a pumpkin.
And how about a yellow crookneck vegetable?
Well, that's if it's a yellow one, they call it, what I remember, they call it a cashew.
Mm-hmm.
And they go so many different of them, they call others are squashes. Now that squash goes in so many different shapes.
Oh, there's lots of different kinds.
Lots of different kinds of shapes of squashes. And, but the round, crooked neck, streaked fella,
mm-hmm.
I know him as a cashew.
I see.
And the kind the children makes the jack-o'-lanterns out of, they've got a pumpkin now, they call a pie pumpkin, he's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
But back in my boyhood, a young man of date, we had what they call the cow pumpkin, or hog pumpkin, but the most they call him a cow pumpkin. He's a big yellow fella with got big streaks of ribs in him, with ribs, and he'll grow to be large, 70.